doesn't like bouncing in the air for fun. In 1930, a teenager born in Iowa called George Nissen was captivated by the way high-wire acrobats at a circus fell and then bounced into the safety mesh at the end of the act. He thought that all that bounciness could surely be incorporated into some other kind of acrobatic act. Being able to bounce in the air, as every child knows, is liberating. And for a gymnast, it would enable a different routine from those carried out on a static mat. Young George was a star gymnast at school and an accomplished diver, and only narrowly missed out taking part in the 1932 Olympics held in Los Angeles. After much tinkering, he cobbled together a frame from various bits of scrap iron. He attached a square of strong canvas to the frame using old inner tubes from car tyres, which gave it the requisite bounciness. He took it to a summer camp and noticed its enormous popularity with the children. This was all the encouragement he needed. After leaving college, Nissen became one of the Three Leonardos, an acrobatic trio who performed in various fairs around the country. In Mexico, Nissen came across the Spanish word for springboard, trampoline, and so he anglicised it for his invention. In 1941, he set up a company with a friend, calling it the Griswold Nissen Trampoline and Tumbling Company. Orders for the invention were healthy, especially after refinements were made. Properly designed springs replaced the old inner tubes, and the canvas surface now used a strongly woven nylon that had been developed to strengthen parachute straps for the military. Everyone fell in love with the idea, even the military, who found that trampoline exercises strengthened muscle and helped develop spatial awareness. Nissen particularly wanted to promote this aspect and used the term rebound tumbling instead of trampolining. It didn't stop him from promoting it in a fun way, though. A celebrated photograph shows him dressed in a suit and sharing his trampoline with a live kangaroo. In 1951, he married a Dutch acrobat called Annie, and together they spread the trampolining word. By 1960, there were jumping centres in all major cities. There were accidents too, with teeth broken on the frame and a near fatality when someone bounced on his head. Today's trampolines have padded frames and sometimes a webbed enclosure to stop people bouncing off altogether, harking back to the original safety net that inspired the invention. Trampolining was recognised as a serious sport at Sydney's Olympics in 2000. An annual trampolining competition in Switzerland awards the Nissen Cup. But for generations now, the trampoline has been one of the healthiest ways for children to let off steam in the backyard, learning resilience the fun way.